Texte numéro 53. Number of part-time students plummets after perfect storm. The number of people choosing to study part-time in England has plummeted by 40% in the past 2 years, the equivalent of 105,000 fewer students, according to a study published on Wednesday. Almost 500,000 degree students were studying part-time in 2011 and 2012, with most of them working at the same time and studying vocational subjects, according to Vice-Chancellor's Group, Universities UK, which conducted the research. The report, which was commissioned by ministers, says that reasons for the drop include pressures on employers, changes in the ways that people get into higher education, shifts in the population, and a tough economic climate. But it also suggests that changes to university fees in England and the government's decision to triple tuition fees to a maximum of £9,000 have played a part. The study says there seems to be a perfect storm of factors interacting. The current economic climate restricting employer support for further study, putting pressure on household budgets and changing the shape of the industrial sectors from which part-time students are traditionally drawn, particularly the public sector. Changing pathways into higher education, changing demographics, and the 2012-2013 changes to the funding system in England and associated increase in fees. Factors such as the rise of apprenticeships, increases in private providers, whether for profit or not for profit, and a shift to online learning will also be having an impact, however difficult to quantify. Professor Sir Eric Thomas, Chair of the Review and Vice-Chancellor of Bristol University, said, "While part-time and mature students are a great success story for the UK, something is going wrong. In England in particular, numbers are declining and do not look like rallying. The situation is highly complex. This review is the beginning of a process of universities working together and with partners to take steps in addressing this issue. We cannot and must not give up on these students." The university's minister, David Willetts, claimed that part-time study brings enormous benefits for individuals, the economy and employers, and that tuition fee loans were now available to new part-time students, helping to create a level playing field. He added that the government will also reverse the rules which stop people from getting financial support to retrain in engineering, technology and computer science part-time. This will ensure the nation has the skills it needs to keep its businesses ahead in the global race. Institutions, he said, must also play their part to encourage more part-time study by highlighting the benefits to prospective students. He then called on all universities to ensure that part-time options are highly visible on websites and marketing materials, and that information on student finance is up to date. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2013.